Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending March 19th, 2021. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news. Opposition leader Golding supports Jamaica becoming a republic. An interview of Britain's Prince Harry and his wife Meghan Markle with Oprah Winfrey on March 7th, 2021, has brought the issue of leaving the Commonwealth to public attention. The couple's claims of racism against the royal family caused outrage throughout Commonwealth nations. Now, Jamaican opposition leader Mark Golding has added his support for the country to remove Queen Elizabeth II as head of state and to become a republic. In 2020, Barbados announced that it would take such a step and plans to join Trinidad and Tobago, Dominica, and Haiti as republics in CARICOM. Golding, the president of the People's National Party, PNP, stated that the government owes its national heroes the completion of the Circle of Independence. According to Golding, no government has actually moved toward total independence, and he is calling for officials to include a motion proposed by MP Michael Phillips to hold a referendum on replacing the Queen as head of state in the next local government elections. Holness plans to develop Oceanarium in Montego Bay. Jamaican Prime Minister Andrew Holness announced that the Urban Development Corporation, UDC, is working on plans for developing an Oceanarium in Montego Bay. He noted that this would be the first plan of its kind in the Caribbean region. An oceanarium is a saltwater aquarium that displays marine animals and plants, especially ocean fishes and mammals. The facility would function as both a visitor attraction and a conservation development. The project supports the country's expansion of its economy and would combine urban development with environmental management in Montego Bay, the tourist capital of Jamaica. This week's Caribbean news. Tourist visits to Caribbean drop over 65%, according to CTO report. The Caribbean Tourism Organization, CTO, reports that tourist arrivals in the Caribbean decreased by 65.5% in 2020, illustrating the impact of COVID-19 on the travel and tourism sector. The global pandemic resulted in empty hotels and restaurants and deserted tourist attractions, as borders were closed, airlines were grounded, and cruise lines saw reduced services. 2020 saw a 72% reduction in cruise visits compared to 2019 levels. The CTO stated that government restrictions in the Caribbean and throughout the world reduced or prevented long-haul travel, leading to the drop in tourist numbers to 11 million in 2020, rather than the record 32 million number of tourist visits in 2019.
Western Union is here for you. Available 24/7. Western Union app and website will let you send money from the comfort of your home straight to your loved ones. With Western Union, you can send money to all commercial banks in Jamaica. For fast and convenient service, tell your receiver in Jamaica to register their bank account by visiting gkmsonline.com or their nearest Western Union location to receive money directly into their bank accounts. For more information, call 305-608-6325. Services may be provided by Western Union Financial Service, Inc., NMLS number 906-98. And or Western Union International Services, LLC, NMLS number 906985, which are licensed as money transmitters by the New York State Department of Financial Services. See terms and conditions for details.
Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com.
Best kitchen and the welcome from Jamaica. In a little tin called Tasty Cheese. On the old to the young, them love that cheese, yeah. In a little tin called Tasty Cheese. Can't stay at home if me not have tasty cheese. Can't quarantine if me not have tasty cheese. Easter, I come me up for have tasty cheese. Family, I link up me up for have tasty cheese.
Oh, yeah, all a little vibe with the sound, all a little vibe. All a little vibe and thing, yeah. Grab a tin of tasty cheese.
This week's Diaspora News. New York's Jamaican consulate honors Yvette Clark during Women's History Month. The Consulate General of Jamaica in New York has recognized the Jamaican-American Congresswoman Yvette Clark in honor of Women's History Month. Clark was honored for her demonstration of leadership in advancing the sustainable development programs of the Jamaican people and nation. The consulate, which is based in Manhattan, noted that Clark's career in politics began on the New York City Council, following the footsteps of her mother, Dr. Una S.T. Clark, who was the first woman born in the Caribbean to be elected to the council. Yvette Clark was born in Brooklyn and has represented New York's 9th Congressional District since 2007. She is co-chair of the Congressional Caribbean Caucus and now serves as chair of the Homeland Cybersecurity, Infrastructure Protection and Innovation Subcommittee, which does its work under the jurisdiction of the U.S. House Committee on Homeland Security. This week's business news. Clarks joins other major brands tapping into popularity of Jamaica. The Jamaica brand remains sought after by major companies around the world. Clarks Footwear is one of the many firms to appropriate Jamaica's national colors to profitable effect. Clarks notes that its use of Jamaican references is its way to pay homage to the island's culture and to recognize its long-standing affiliation with the country. Its new Jamaica Pack lines of iconic shoe styles includes the Desert Boot, Wallaby, and Desert Trek. Clarks, which was launched 196 years ago, received an investment of £100 million in 2021 from Lion Rock Capital, which is now its majority stakeholder. Clarks is the latest brand to utilize Brand Jamaica, joining fashion design firm Louis Vuitton, which has released a line of clothing inspired by Jamaica. This week's Arts and Entertainment News. Olive Senior chosen as Poet Laureate of Jamaica. The Jamaican author, Olive Senior, has officially been named as the next Poet Laureate of Jamaica. She took the post at an investiture ceremony via the auspices of the National Library of Jamaica. Senior will replace Lorna Goodison, who has served for the past 4 years. Senior's writing career has combined practical and creative elements. She has been the publications editor of the Institute of Social and Economic Research at the University of the West Indies and has written 2 non-fiction books. She was also the managing director of the Institute of Jamaica's publications and the editor of Jamaica Journal. Senior has also published Talking of Trees, a poetry collection that features an exploration of an inner life and looks for origins in distant history. Summer Lightning, a 1987 anthology of short stories, includes prize-winning tales from festival literacy competitions. She has won a number of awards for her poetry and short stories, including the Institute of Jamaica Centenary Medal for Creative Writing in 1979 and received international recognition in 1987 when she received the Commonwealth Prize for Literature. Senior was also awarded the Silver Musgrave Medal in 1988. Now for this week's sports news. Reggae boys prepare for US friendly without some regular players. A number of the Reggae boys regular players will not be part of the squad facing the United States in a friendly international in Austria on March 25, 2021. The final 18-man squad named by the Jamaica Football Federation, JFF, will not include team captain and custodian Andre Blake, defender Damian Lowe, and Bayer Leverkusen winger Leon Bailey. According to reports, some players are locked in negotiations with the JFF and have not yet signed contracts to ensure their availability to the national team. The squad will include defender Adrian Mariapa of the Bristol Rovers and Michael Hector of Fulham. It may also see the debuts of Leon Moore, Ethan Pinnock of Brentford and striker Andre Gay of Watford. Returning to the squad will be former Manchester United youth player Ravel Morrison. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. contact us at news@jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at turnitupradio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to midday at theenglishconnectionmedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at e2onair.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.